My name is Billy, and I'm glad to have you here. Glad you found me. Welcome to the place where we're going to get real. We're going to get real in talking about blackness and how it intersects with culture, society, politics, music, theater, film, television, faith, sexuality, all of it. Everything, hunty. So, welcome aboard and enjoy the ride. Personal grooming in public is disgusting. Like, I don't even like it when women are brushing their hair on the subway, because I want whatever is on and in your head to stay on and in your head. I hate it. I think it's gross. Do not clip your toenails in front of me. Do not floss your teeth in my presence. Why are people trifling and doing this public display of personal grooming? I don't understand it. I don't know when that became what's hot on the street, but that shit needs to end immediately. It's disgusting. Keep your personal grooming at home. That's all. One thing I've found is that in 2019, I am, believe it or not, arguing with people less on social media. I've started to use the hashtag blocked and blessed for 2019 because, you know, if someone is coming at me about a topic, I'm now trying to investigate where they're coming from and trying to approach it with a little bit more nuance. So I'll go to their Twitter handle, I'll look at their handle. Usually when someone just flat out attacks me, it's a white supremacist person, I'll go to their Twitter handle. It's either a goose egg or an avatar that is a cartoon that doesn't have their face on it at all and is a picture of a dog, a table, a chair, some inanimate object. I know that dogs are not inanimate objects. They are property under the law, but that's another discussion. 9 times out of 10, when a person comes for me, it's a white supremacist who is hiding their face on Twitter, so that's always funny. Because my face is on my Twitter handle, I'm not hiding. Everything I say is out of my mouth, right? I'm bold, I stand behind what I say. But these Twitter trolls, they are the first to want to attack you but have their face hidden in their avatar. So that tells you their integrity right there. But in 2019, I've gone into blocked and blessed. Hashtag blessed and blocked, or blocked and blessed, whatever you want to use. Because at some point, me getting into a back and forth with you legitimizes your position, right? If I'm going to engage in a debate with you, especially about my personhood, I am not, in 2019, debating you about blackness. I am not debating you about LGBTQIA. I am not debating you about my faith. These are bedrock issues that are mine, that are my being, that are my personhood. And they're just not up for debate. Now, if you want to get into, like, a theological debate, I'm all up for that, because I am always about dismantling and reforming, rebuilding the scaffolding that is religion, faith, religiosity, all that stuff. I'm here for that. But if you're going to, like, debate, first of all, you can't really debate faith. Either you believe or you don't. So that's another whole thing. We can talk about doctrine. We can talk about the church with a capital C, which when I say faith, I'm not talking about the church with a capital C anyway. I'm talking about my personal spiritual faith. That's not really up for debate, right? So much like my blackness or my gayness, that's not up for debate. You just don't. It's like the sky. I'm not going to debate the sky. It's a thing that exists. It's there. So we're not here to debate that. But if you want to debate that, you're blocked and blessed, because I'm not going into a back and forth with you. I'm living my best life. I ain't going back and forth with you trolls, right? I'm just not doing that in 2019. I did it a lot in 2018, 2017, 2016. And at some point, it's a distraction. As the great Toni Morrison told us that, you know, the power of white supremacy is distracting us as black creatives from doing our art, right? To roughly paraphrase her great quote about, so white supremacy says you have no culture, and then you spend 20 years researching black culture. And then white supremacy says, well, you have no art, and then you dredge that up. And you spend your whole career fighting people who have no interest in you, who don't have your best interest at heart, and you spend your whole time trying to prove yourselves to people who are not worth proving anything to, who are also not interested in whatever proof you bring up, right? You can't convince them. You're not going to win them over to logical thinking. They're illogical, as I said before. Racism is illogical. So you're not going to convince them of anything. You're just putting them on your level by saying their lunacy is worth a debate or dialogue. You know, the main premise of a debate is saying both of these topics are worthy. Both of these sides, that's why I hate this current both-sidism, which is an exercise in false equivalency. When you debate someone, you're automatically giving them power, because you're saying your opinion is valid, or you have a logical argument to begin with, is what you're saying when you debate somebody. And no, a racist does not have a logical argument to begin with to debate them. Someone who's homophobic does not have a logical argument to begin with for me to debate them. Someone who is sexist, someone who is xenophobic, someone who is ageist, these are not logical opinions for me to debate. So I'm conserving my energy to be about black excellence and to be about blackness and to be about positive work, not always about being on the defensive and defending my blackness, my gayness, my personhood. So that's how I'm trying to live my black excellence these days in social media, is to argue with fools less. I'm not perfect, because some days people just get under your skin, and the best fools know how to get under your skin, right? And they bait you to a point where you just have to open up with both academic barrels and blow them out of the water. And it's a clap back, and we all like that. We all get into that. But that's, at the end of the day, just a lot of ego, right? And I'll say that. The clapbacks are ego a lot of the time. So I'm trying to do less of that, trying to do more of just living my best life and really investigating, okay, who is this person that has come for me on the internet? What are they about? Are they worth talking to, engaging? Because sometimes they are. I've actually had people say that social media or Twitter is not, you know, a long-form place for nuanced debate. I say that's a lie. I have had beautiful Twitter exchanges with other academics, with creatives, with artists on social media. It's all about how you use the platform. So there's that. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me, help me, help me. This Jussie Smollett case is going to give me heart palpitations. It's going to give me a brain problem, an aneurysm. I'm going to have a heart attack from the ups and downs of this case. Let me just state that I believe Jussie Smollett, just like I believed Anita Hill, just like I believe Dr. Christine Blasey Ford,
just like I believe anyone who comes up and says to me, I was attacked. I will always believe victims. Even if it turns out that Jesse lied, I will not feel bad that I believed him, because I will always believe victims first. We can do our investigations, we can do our due diligence, we can research, we can investigate, as we always should. But I will always believe victims, so I do not feel embarrassed. I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but I will always believe the victims. I will always believe black gay men. I will always believe black women. I will always believe white women. I will always believe the victim. Period. Point blank, period. And what we still see here is how quickly the white mainstream media, and how quickly black people, coons, as I said, were so quick immediately. Black people expressed homophobia, and white people expressed racism. The white people didn't want to believe him because they were racist, and black people didn't want to believe him because he was gay. And what I know, though, is that this will be devastating, because we are judged as a monolith. Black people, and then a subset of, you have the oppression of black people, and then the subset of that is the oppression of queer black people. We are judged as a monolith by the oppressor, by the system. And so when you are not that model minority, the entire group is judged by you. So Jussie Smollett, if Jussie Smollett is lying, he will have damaged queer blackness for a very long time. He will have set us back in our... The next person who comes forward will have that much a harder time being believed if he is lying. Like I said, I believe him, because these same anonymous sources who say that the investigation has turned and now they're looking at him because he paid, supposedly, these sources, once again, claim that he paid the people to attack him. These sources the other day told a lie on the Chicago Police Department and said it was a hoax. And then the Chicago Police Department had to come out and say, uh-oh, we didn't say that. So these quote-unquote sources that are anonymous have been wrong before. So I'm going to keep believing Jesse until we know for sure. But God damn it, if he is lying, I'm almost getting emotional here, because we have to fight so hard to be believed to begin with, and for him to do that, he's gotten on TV and cried, it'll be devastating. It'll be devastating. I don't know what else to say other than God bless the victims is what I'm going to say. And I hope we always believe the victims. And don't you let this deter you from ever believing a victim. When people come forward, you believe first. And then we can investigate. Because everyone believed Christine Blasey Ford to begin with. Everybody didn't believe Anita Hill. I believe Anita Hill to this day. That's also misogyny and racism, right? Misogynoir, as it's called. But this black woman was maligned and people didn't believe her. But funny enough, you know, I guess it doesn't matter whether you're believed or not, because you speak to anybody, including Senate Republicans who confirmed Brett Kavanaugh. They say that Christine Blasey Ford was credible. Every person you speak to says that Christine Blasey Ford was credible, and she said that he sexually assaulted her. They still confirmed Brett Kavanaugh with the Supreme Court. So we can go back to years before and say, well, Anita Hill was not believed. They didn't believe her, and they confirmed Clarence Thomas. They did believe Christine Blasey Ford. They still confirmed Brett Kavanaugh. So I guess it doesn't matter whether they believe you or not, the room of men who are accusing you. It doesn't matter whether they believe you or not. They're going to do what they want to do. And I guess how I relate this to Jesse is it's about victimhood. he wasn't sexually assaulted, but he was physically assaulted. And it's about victimhood and what we believe. And he's been tried in the court of public opinion immediately by homophobia and racism to be a liar. And I pray it is not so. But if it is proven that he is a liar, I will still always believe the victim. The great flood has spoken.